And the shooting of Oscar Grant has also raised questions about police methods of restraint and force. Rocky Warren is a police use of force expert. He served 31 years as a patrol sergeant in California. Thanks for coming on News and Notes.
Good to talk with you.
So let's go back to this original case. You have a group of young men on a train. You have them being apprehended or you know, pulled aside by officers. Based on what you've seen from the cell phone video, did they do the right thing in how they, the officers, this is, in how they tried to restrain the crowd just before the shooting?
We really don't know what brought this situation on, why the officers were even contacting the individuals in the first place. One of the things that you'll notice from the video is that there were many, many officers who were looking out, and some of the soundtracks, even though the video and soundtracks are fairly poor, you'll hear shouting from the crowd, which the officers felt enough of a wariness that they're looking out into the crowd. Most of the officers aren't even looking towards the area where the individuals are trying to be controlled. So we don't know what brought this on or started it for one point. And not to make any judgments one way or the other at this point. That's well premature.
So when you think about your experience in use of force, there's been huge critiques of police departments across America for what is considered appropriate force, you know, whether it results in a shooting or simply a verbal altercation. Very often community members will say, well, why couldn't the police have done X? Where do police officers draw the line in response? How do you make a decision if, for example, there is an altercation on a train? How do police departments teach what an appropriate response is?
Well, the police use of force is pretty well set down by one lead case, which is Graham versus Connor. And the standard is whether it's reasonable. And you have to understand that that includes everything that happens prior to, everything the officer knows, they're told on a radio, what the officer sees, hears, even what they smell. If they smell alcohol or observe, something about the individual that indicates drug use, it heightens the level of awareness that the officer has to use. And it's really not a one-size-fits-all solution. Every situation is different.
But let's throw something else into the mix that happened here, which is a taser. The officer in question, the officer who fired the fatal shot, there's some indication he may have thought that he was pulling out a taser. Other people don't buy that theory. Regardless, what about the use of tasers? What kind of standards do officers face when they have a taser and have to decide when to use it?
Well, one of the things, I am a taser instructor, I have had a taser used on me, and I understand fully what the person having it used on them feels. As far as the use of a taser, I don't think that even is settled yet. The video is poor enough quality, and I don't think that's all the video that's available. This will be analyzed, and further video may come forward out of this. But you have to understand there's also a training response. The training response is the officer has made so many draws from a firearm, and under stress, that training response may control. They may think they're going for the taser and actually be drawing a firearm. That has happened in other jurisdictions. I'm not saying it's present in this case.
And this has to be quite brief, but what do you think is an officer's best defense against losing his or her head in a tense situation?
Proactive training and force-on-force training, where officers are put into a situation with role players who are willing to absorb impact and take the cost of the training situation, so that an officer expands their comfort zone and has more options to deal with those who may be resistive.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Rocky Warren. He's a police use of force expert and a retired patrol sergeant for Placer County in the California Sheriff's Department.